In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, God.
We celebrate today, Seventh Sunday of Ordinary Time. In our Gospel today, the apostles ask Jesus, increase our faith. This special request that Jesus explained them in the Gospel. What it means to have great strong faith. We also, after the apostles, need to ask Jesus, increase our faith. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory.
The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at the table? Would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were ordered to do. The Gospel of the Lord. Amen. When we have in our Gospel today this apostles request to Jesus, increase our faith, I think that it is also a good opportunity for us to think for a moment about what faith is and why we need our faith. But usually when we hear the word faith, or when we hear the word belief, we immediately connect this with our religion, with our church, with our relationship with God. The definition in the dictionary of faith is complete trust, confidence, or reliance. As children usually have faith in their parents. Although the dictionary uses the example of the child, faith is always part of our life. In fact, it increases. As our world expands from childhood to adolescence to adulthood, most of what we know comes not from our immediate experience, but from reliance and believing to others. For example, I don't know about you, but I've never been to England. But I also believe that England exists. First of all, I trust to mapmakers, I trust to reporters, I trust to travelers, and I trust to some of you who already visited this country. It means I don't know from my own experience about existence of that country, but I know because I believe, I trust to others. Something similar can we think about the place where we live. For example, I can say that for past few years I'm living in this place called Alachua County. And I know, of course, some things what's going on here, but it is again, most of that things is not my own experience. I know that from reading the newspaper, checking the website, or simply talking to people. Someone who believed only what he immediately encountered would live in extremely narrow world. For us humans, faith is the door we pass through to enter a broader world. Next, we can go to science also to think about the faith and about our beliefs. Science also relies on faith for most of their knowledge. Although scientists can examine some of the evidence for themselves, or even repeat many experiments, usually they do not do this. They build on what others have done. Sometimes this reliance proves naive. For example, in the last century, in 20th century, it was a case of scientists that they announced and they believed that they have found the missing link between humans and apes. But they examined closer what they have found and they realized that it was a human skull and an orangutan jaw. In this moment, it was kind of embarrassing moment, but no one said that is the last time I trust a scientific report. We cannot do without faith, even in a relatively restricted field such as the hard science. But from hard science we can move to soft science like psychology, sociology. The issue of faith becomes more complex, but still very indispensable. For example, our students, they start to learn accepting certain presuppositions. For example, that the child every experience will influence his later behavior. As the student advances, he probably does not spend a lot of time reflecting on how much he knows directly and how much is meditated, that it comes from and by the way of faith. But if he insists on rigorous proof for every preposition, he would not get beyond the most elementary texts. While we acquire ordinary knowledge mainly by faith, we usually have no reason to question by and large works. However, there is a one level of our faith which is much more important, but less secure. It is the faith required for human relations. Our everyday dealing with others depends on trust. I have a relation with you because I trust you. I talk to you. I can tell you even some secrets because I trust you. Unfortunately, people betray that trust, either by momentary weakness or by premeditated deception. Because of such sad experience, when we grow older and older, we become more circumspect and tend to have less and less friends. And finally, we can be very isolated. It means trust is something very basic. In human relationship, trust always involves partner. No parent, no spouse, no friend is perfect. Far from it. People close to us have let us down. And of course, we need to recognize also we have done the same to others. Bitterness because of betrayal and guilt on account of our own failures can overtake any of us. Yet neither guilt nor bitterness can totally destroy the urge to trust. Now back to the Gospel. The apostles ask Jesus, increase our faith. Who from us can say that we do not need to repeat the same request? Who from us can say, I already have enough faith? If you have any doubt, try to do what Jesus said in today's Gospel. Say to the tree to be planted into the sea. You will see if you have enough faith. Lord, increase our faith. St. Augustine wrote 1600 years ago, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. This is what we need to do. Have great faith and find our rest in our Lord. Amen.